Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October 20th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 5¾ cents at 684. December wheat up 8 cents, 849¼. And November beans up 19 cents at 1391½. As we suspected this morning, with the strong bean sales on the weekly numbers at 2.335 million metric tons, and the new sales of 201 and 132, most of it, or if not all of it, to China, it was going to be pretty hard to see the beans back off here today. The crude oil was higher early in the day, moved higher. That rallied the bean oil. But as the crude oil broke, the bean oil broke, bean oil actually closed about 160 ticks off its highs, down 22 ticks at 70.42. But the meal was really strong, up 11.60 at 4.13.30. So it was really kind of a mixed day here, but the grains, you know, stayed strong most of the day. The wheat tried to get lower on the day once. I think maybe they did it for a half a cent or a penny. But it's really been very choppy. The dollar was just a tick or two higher. It's now back to 6 ticks lower. Really not much there. The Dow Jones is down 110 points. It's about 50 off its lows. The bonds making new contract lows here today. You know, we've got to go back to 2010, December of 2010, January of 2011, to see prices this low out here on the bonds. The 30-year bond is now up to 4.14, I think it was, this morning. That was before today's drop, so it could be 4.25 here today with this drop in the bond prices. It's getting to be a pretty attractive level, and I can't imagine people want to stay in the stock market with bonds certainly looking oversold and due for a little bit of a bounce. But nobody wants to step in front of this thing if the Fed raises interest rates again. You know, who wants to stand in front of that? But, you know, we're getting oversold again. I think we're due for some kind of a rally here. And maybe tomorrow it'll start it, but we'll have to see. I don't know that I would jump right in here for the bonds at the moment. The news that Liz Truss resigned as prime minister in Britain really didn't do much to the markets. The pound was basically steady. The dollar down a few ticks, so we didn't see much there. I think with the beans, the exports have got people a little bit excited out here. They did get some rains in Argentina. They've had some rains in southern Brazil. We really don't see too many problems in South America right now. But I think the corn got most of its strength here today from ideas that yields are not as good as people had hoped for a lot of the country. Now, there's a lot of the country that's in fairly good shape. Minnesota, parts of Iowa where they got the rains, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, now all not too bad out here. But certainly when you get west of Iowa, from Oklahoma up to North Dakota, you've got some very dry weather. And, you know, corn yields have taken a pretty good hit. Bean yields are off somewhat. But, you know, if they do cut the corn yield on next month's report, I think they're also going to cut demand both domestically and on the export side. So that might offset it a little bit out here. So we'll see if the farm bill gives the farmers a little bit of extra hope out here. $1.3 billion into the pockets of the American farmer. I mean, when you divide that up amongst the people that can get it, you know, it's a chunk of change and it certainly helps out here. So hopefully that'll go a little bit toward easing some of the consternation that farmers have felt, certainly in the last year with all this drought. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.